It's the heat and humidity you notice first. Then you look around. The conservatory rises 5 stories. It's all glass and steel, and you can see all the way up to the ceiling, 65 feet above. There's lush greenery everywhere, towering trees and vines and colorful blooms. There's even a waterfall. But there's something else here you might not notice right away. You have to train your eyes to see that butterflies are all around you.
There's a Heliconius eulachia right there, flexing his wings. They're kind of waking up. Oh my goodness, and see, there's 2 of these tropical swallowtails right together on this sign.
Not much gets by Lucinda Grover. She's the conservatory curator at the Frederick Meyer Gardens in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Grover's in charge of taking care of all the plants, about 300 different species. And for a few weeks each year, she's also in charge of the butterflies.
It's a total environment, as if you were walking through the rainforest, and you would see as many butterflies here as you would on a really good day walking through the rainforest. This is just what it's like. It mimics the feeling just beautifully.
Grover makes sure the butterflies have all the food they need. She sets out sugar water and rotting tropical fruit. Some of the butterflies will also visit flowering plants for nectar. The butterflies are imported from Costa Rica. They're not harvested from the wild, but come from butterfly farms. About 4,500 butterflies will be brought in over the course of the exhibit. They're shipped in while they're still in the chrysalis stage. Some look like smooth green pods. Others are kind of shriveled and brown. It all depends on the species. Lucinda Grover's first step is to sort the chrysalids. Then she pins them onto wooden rods, where they hang downward inside a plexiglass case called the emergence box.
People look at that and say it's the resting stage. It's anything but resting.
Grover says the caterpillars inside the chrysalids are going through a dramatic metamorphosis.
They turn into basically a soup. It's liquid, and they completely transform into a creature with wings, head, eyes, thorax, abdomen, legs,
and emerge as colorful butterflies. In all, there are about 35 species featured in the butterfly exhibit.
Oh, look at this one, guys. Look at the blue one. Is that cool?
The kids agree. The blue morpho is clearly the most popular choice, with its bright neon blue wings.
My favorite butterfly is those blue morphos.
What's your favorite?
Blue one. The blue and black one.
There are also white morphos, Julia longtails, and the familiar monarch.
What's your favorite butterfly?
I like every butterfly in the world.
Most of the visitors here today are school children on field trips. But Lucinda Grover says the 6-week-long exhibit draws over 100,000 people of all ages from all over the region. She says they share a common reaction to the butterflies.
Beautiful. Beautiful is the most commonly used word. They have very wide eyes, and the kids, I mean, I love seeing how excited the kids get around the butterflies, and when they see them, they just, they're speechless. They're so excited, all they do is stand there and shake.
It's not unusual for the butterflies to come within inches or even land right on you. This is 7-year-old Samantha Feenstra's dream.
I never had a butterfly really land on me before, but I'd like to. And every time I go here, I wear a perfume trying to see if the butterflies will think I'm a flower.
Do they?
They fly near me, but they don't really land on me.
Butterflies in the wild have a low survival rate. Lucinda Grover says only 2% make it through the full life cycle, from egg to butterfly. But here in the conservatory, there are no natural predators, and many of these butterflies will live to the ripe old age of a few weeks. Grover watches them all the while. She says from the moment they arrive in chrysalis form, she starts to feel a special bond with the butterflies.
I wonder about each one. You know, how is it going to emerge? And you do get attached. You care about them. And you grow very fond of them.
You love them.
I really do love it when the butterflies come to the gardens.
The exhibit, Butterflies Are Blooming, runs through April 18th. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.